Hello, my name is Eve Desjardins. I am 14 years old. Today is November 27th, 2018, and I am speaking with my sister, Elle Desjardins. We are recording this interview in Buffalo, New York. Okay, so the first question is, when did you decide you wanted to be a big sister?
Well, I don't really think it was like a choice, you know? I was like two when mom told me, so. Oh. Yeah, I mean, like I was excited and stuff, like, you know, but I didn't really have a choice to be a big sister. It was just put upon me.
Okay. Well, if you got the chance to choose what gender you wanted the baby to be, what would it be? And if, why?
So, I like having a little sister, but I think, like, life would be different if I had a little brother, mm-hmm. You know? Like, I mean, we can relate to a lot of stuff, but, I don't know, I feel like it'd just be a lot different if I had a little brother.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, so how did you react when you found out mom was having a baby?
So, again, I was like two.
Okay, so. Yeah, but like how'd you react?
I mean, I don't remember, but I believe I was excited. Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah, okay. Did you do anything to prepare? Like, did you have to do anything?
Nothing to prepare, but when I was younger, I thought that mom was having twins. So I wanted to name the twins Mouse and Cheese.
Why?
I think I really liked Tom and Jerry at the time, and I wanted to name you that.
Why wouldn't you just name us Tom and Jerry?
I don't know. It was my two-year-old brain. Mouse and Cheese sounded better.
But aren't we 3 years apart?
Yeah, but no, when mom was pregnant, okay, yeah, I was two, yeah. But by the time you were born, I was three.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so do you have anything you regret or anything that you wish you could have taught me?
I mean, like, life's still happening, so.
That's true.
I feel like I've taught you a lot of stuff until now. Like, up to now.
Is there anything you regret teaching me, or
maybe
something?
Maybe how you talk.
Yeah, probably. Why?
I don't know. You got a little bit of a potty mouth, Eve.
Well, where do you think I got it from?
Exactly. That's what I'm regretting.
That's very true. Yeah. Okay. So, how is life now having me as your sister?
It's pretty good. I can't complain. I enjoy it. Not gonna lie.
Okay. Was there ever a time that you wished you could have had someone else as your sister or have a brother instead?
No.
Never? Never in your life.
What about having an older brother? Or like an older sibling?
I mean, we kind of have one, but not really.
Yeah, but like one I would have grown up with, but no.
Well, I have that experience.
Yeah, I don't. It's a little upsetting, but.
Okay. So what is your favorite memory of us together?
I don't know. We have a lot of good ones, you know?
Anything specific you want to share?
I don't know, like, I like spending time with you, like, everything's special to me.
Okay, but if you had to pick one thing that you can never forget, what is it?
Probably just us going to Europe. I won't forget that.
Yes, but that wasn't really just us.
Yeah, but we had moments when it was just us.
That's true. Okay. So, what do you like most about me?
You're kind.
Wow. Thanks.
No, I'm not done. You're kind and you're sweet and you love me even when I'm mean to you. And you're such a good, caring little sister. You care about me and you're always worried about me. It's very nice. Very compassionate.
Wow, thank you.
Welcome.
How does it feel hanging out with your friends, but also having me there? Was there ever a time that you just wanted to beat me up so I'd leave?
I mean, of course, yeah. Because it's like, it's two different worlds, like, colliding. Like, my friends and then my sister.
So you don't treat me as your friend? I see how it is.
I don't think you want me to treat me as your friend.
But we have a different kind of friendship, right?
Yes, we do. We have a different type of friendship. It's more wholesome.
That's cool. Okay. If I had to come up with one thing I like most about you, it would be that I love how protective you are of me. Because whenever I'm in trouble, quotations around trouble, you always know how to get me out of it and steer me away from people who are trouble.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So that's what I like about you most.
Aww. Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to do with me before you go off to college?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe take, like, a road trip or something.
Now that you can actually drive.
Yeah, now that I can drive. I feel like that'd be fun. You know, go on our own little road trip.
Where would we go?
It's a good question.
If there was any place in the world you could go with me, where would it be?
Well, maybe like Vegas.
By car.
Like Vegas. We'll take like a big road trip
and go all the way to Vegas. I can't go in casinos.
Yes, they're different there because like all of their attractions are casinos, so they let kids go in.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel stupid. We just can gamble.
Gambling's bad.
What are you most nervous about college?
About college?
Like, nervous for?
Probably, college. Like, I'm not even nervous about the workload. Probably just, like, going through, like, a process, like, the 4-year process and, like, realizing at the end that, like, it isn't what I want to do with my life.
Oh.
Like, going through all that hard work just to realize I don't actually want to do that.
Well, that's what Mom did. She did, like, 8 years to be a lawyer, and then she realized that she didn't want to do that.
Yeah, dude. That sounds horrible.
Well, what do you want to do?
What do
you want your career to be?
Well, I would really like to be a campaign manager, because I think that'd be, like, awesome. Like, I think it'd just be so cool doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to miss me in college?
I am going to miss you in college. Yeah, a lot.
I'm gonna miss you too, but I get to have your room when you go.
That's a maybe.
Okay. So, what are you most excited about?
What am I most excited about?
Yeah.
Probably, like, living on my own for, like, the first time and meeting new people and experiencing new things. Stuff like that.
Do you feel like you're prepared?
Do I feel like I'm prepared? That's a good question. I don't know, you know? Life's a little crazy, and
I don't know what I want to do.
Do you wish that you could have started the college finding process sooner?
You know, yeah. But I think it'll all work out in the end. So everything will work out in the end.
And what's your top college right now?
Well, my top college right now, like the one that I like think I have the best chance of getting into, are like I have two. It's like George Washington and American University. They're both okay. In DC.
Besides you knowing or thinking that you're gonna get into, what do you want to go to?
Well, I mean, like,
well, obviously you want to go to those schools, yeah. But like,
I think my dream college is Berkeley. That'd be
isn't that in California?
It is in California, yes. I think it'd be amazing if I got in.
And I know Dad doesn't want you to go all the way across.
I know Dad doesn't want me to go, but
country.
Dad's gonna have to deal with it if I get in. So yeah. Okay, what else?
Okay, so you said that you wanted to go to college for political science, right? Yes. When did you decide that you wanted to pursue this?
Well, after a long talk with myself, and once I decided I didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer, even though I might still do the lawyer thing, but I don't know. I think I just really decided because I really have, like, I sound horrible saying this, but I really have a sway on people, and it's kind of sad, but I feel like getting into political science and what I want to do, being a campaign manager, I can help candidates appeal to what the people want and what they need.
If there was one person that you got to campaign for, who would it be?
Like past,
like
person,
any person, anyone? Any person who ever lived and who's currently living on this planet.
I would love to campaign for Bernie Sanders because he really has a good case. I just think he needed that little extra push so more people would have voted for him against Hillary in the primaries. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to college.
Back to college, right?
So, what is one thing... So, if you go to Berkeley, what is one thing that you're going to miss about New York, Buffalo, your house,
probably
whatever?
Probably just, like, my friends and being able to see them, like, all the time, and you guys too, so I won't be able to see anyone that often.
Yeah. Would you fly there or would you drive all the time?
Oh my god, I'd never drive.
Well, freshmen can't take a car either,
so I'd fly, but I'd probably have my car shipped to me or something because I could not drive that whole way.
So,
crap car.
How did you decide that you wanted to go out of state for college?
Well, I just feel like I need, more experiences and just more, diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like going out of state is a real, culture shock. Mm-hmm. So I'll be surprised with what I'll see.
Okay, so I know that you are an excellent, amazing artist. Don't laugh at that, because that's true. I know you are. You, from what it looks like you love to paint, because you do it all the time in your room, and you love to draw, too. Why wouldn't you go into to pursue drawing or painting and just...
You know, I... I think it's a great hobby, but I can't see myself doing that as like a profession. It's so hard to make it as an artist, and I just like I like paintings. It's therapeutic to me, and I like being able to create stuff, but I don't think I could ever like make a job out of it, make a living out of it.
Okay. So how is it being a senior? How does it feel to have only a couple months left?
It feels so freeing. The school has just done me dirty.
Well, yeah, because you've been going to City Honors since fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So
I haven't really gotten a change, and
yeah,
happy to get out of there.
You should have come to SEM. Just saying.
I know, you're right. I should have.
Whatever.
It's too late now, so.
Do you think you will still stay connected with your friends, or?
Yes, of course.
Do you feel that some of them you're gonna lose and some of them you're gonna keep?
I think so. I mean, like, I know there will be like several of them that I'll be like in touch with, and I'll visit them and stuff, and I'll see them back at home, but like realizing that like I'll never be as close with them as I have been like in middle school and through high school, like is hard to accept, and it's really upsetting.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like me now, kind of, I guess, because I had to come from a different school, and I had to come to SEM, obviously a different school, starting with a clean slate, mostly, and it was hard for me, too, to lose all my friends. Not all of them, I still have some of them here, but do you think you'll make new friends right away, or?
I think so, because, like, I'll be able to make friends with, like, my dorm mates and,
so like, you're gonna dorm?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're gonna, no, like, I plan rent an apartment or something like that.
No, you can't do that as a freshman.
Really?
No.
Oh.
You have to dorm, like, on campus for at least a year.
Oh.
In most schools.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's my plan. Probably make friends through the classes and social events and gatherings I go to. Yeah.
Okay, so I know this question is probably going to be like, well, your answer is probably going to be like mean towards your friends.
Oh, God.
But if there was one person that you could take to college with you, who would it be?
Probably Cece. Just because I feel like we've always been there for each other, and we're always together, and like it's going to be hard to like live without her, and sad.
Well, yeah, because you guys have been, best friends since like...
Since we were before I was like a year old, we were friends. Yeah. And it's going to be hard because we see each other all the time, and we're constantly together. I think it'll be hard without her. I'll miss her a lot.
You wouldn't want to take me?
You're not one of my friends.
I never actually specifically said friends. I said any person.
Okay, well, yeah, sorry.
Do you want to take? How do you think Dad and Mom are going to feel now that you're going to go away to college?
Empty? Upset? I don't know. I don't know how they're going to handle it. It's a good question.
I think Dad's gonna be lonely, but you know, he's gonna have me, and then Mom's probably gonna be lonely, but she'll have me as well.
Yes, she will.
Well, I can't believe that I am going to be an only child. Well, not really, but like temporarily.
Temporarily, yes. 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing this interview with me. I know it was kind of last minute, but thank you very much.
You got it.
And thank you for being my sister, because I don't know what I'd do without you.
You're so cute.
Love you. Love you too.